I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. 15, 20, 25%. How much is a good tip? Sippers in 18th century coffee houses opted to kick in extra coins to ensure promptness, or TIP tip. But today, there's an inescapable tip that is also on the rise. Tipping fees are the payments waste management companies charge to haul away municipal waste. Named for how the trash truck bed literally tips its contents into a landfill, tipping fees encompass a lot of overhead and infrastructure. Landfills invest major capital into environmental protections for ground and surface water, air quality, and leachate treatment. Other factors are also spiking tipping fees. Many landfills are reaching capacity. Nearly a quarter of all U.S. landfills were on track to max out in 2018. Acquiring real estate to build new landfills is equal parts complicated and expensive. Households and businesses are only making the problem worse by contributing to record-breaking quantities of trash. This historic upswell of garbage can be seen in the skyrocketing stock values of waste management companies. The top two entities controlling 20% of all U.S. landfills have seen their stock prices double in the last 5 years. Here's a tip to stop tipping fees from hitting a tipping point. Divert recyclable food scraps from landfill waste streams. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.